This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here for this hour and another edition of Auto World. This hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by lots of cool people, including Mark Roush, who's the Executive Vice President and Publisher of The Auto Channel, theautochannel.com. What a great automotive website that is, and Mark and myself go way back because back in the early days of streaming audio, the Auto Channel streamed this show, and you can still listen to archives of those shows at theautochannel.com. Coming up a little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by the gentleman who owns the website, the CEO of Wheeled Planet, Ken Zwokal, will be joining us. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, he's a certified lubrication specialist with over 25 years of work under his belt, so to speak. And we're going to open up the Auto World Garage and take your lubrication calls as well. We'll also be joined a little later on in the program by the publisher of Consumer Guide, Tom Appel. But right now, let's go to California and welcome an old friend and a great journalist, Mark Roush, the Executive Vice President of The Auto Channel and publisher of The Auto Channel. How are you doing, Mark? Well, we may not have Mark. Okay, no problem. We're still trying to get Mark on the line, and when we do, we'll be able to talk to him. Mark is a huge proponent of ethanol, and there are lots of people who are pro-ethanol, and there are some people that are anti-ethanol. Myself, I'm definitely pro-ethanol. But, you know, this is kind of a political issue intertwined with utilizing the fuels that we have here in North America, abundance of ethanol, versus going into the realm of all-electric vehicles. And the funny part about the electric vehicles is the power plants here in the U.S. of A. are struggling as it is to produce power needs that we have right now. What's going to happen when a lot of people have electric vehicles and want to plug their vehicle in every night? So it's going to be something we're going to be talking about here in the first half hour. Right now, let's go to Mark Roush, who's the Executive Vice President and Publisher of The Auto Channel. Hey there, Mark. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us here. We've got to make you more of a regular here on the broadcast. I was saying that the Auto Channel and Auto World go back a long way.
Yeah, gosh, that over 20 years, definitely, right?
Absolutely. And the Auto Channel was a pioneer. You guys were way ahead of the curve as far as streaming audio and multimedia, and television has been part of the picture as well.
Yes. Yeah, TV. Well, of course, TV always was the main thing for the Auto Channel, which is accounts for the name, of course, the Auto Channel. And that was always our goal. And we always understood that TV video would be a very large part of the Internet, even the days when people would argue with me, why would you have a website called Channel, you know, with the word channel? they thought it was counterintuitive, counterproductive. And I used to say, just you wait. And so here we are.
Yeah, and here we are with this merging of all these different medias coming together. And I can't wait to see more of what you guys have in store. I know you have a lot of plans there at the Auto Channel. But let's talk a little bit about your passion for ethanol. And I have a great passion for ethanol as well. There's still an awful lot of confusion out there. And recently a contributor to the Detroit News put up a story, and why don't you tell our listeners all across North America about this gentleman, what he had to say, and you came back with a counter, and I know you guys have been back and forth on email lots of times as well.
Right. Well, what they said, the Detroit News and the Detroit Daily News has done this for a number of years, where they have almost on an annual basis come out with the same story, bringing up the same old information about ethanol. And so I've responded to it in the past, and I did it again. And the response, the statement that they make is the statement about ethanol damaging engines, ethanol having subsidies that nobody wants, you know, that it's such a bad thing that it has government subsidies. And the truth is that ethanol does not damage engines. What happens is that engines are damaged by gasoline. And mm-hmm. by that I mean to say that you have the debris from burning gasoline. If you burn ethanol, and tests show this, and people can do it at home, actually, if you burn alcohol, which is ethanol, it burns clean. If you burn gasoline, it burns dirty, right? There's a lot of smoke, a lot of black.
Sure.
So that builds up in an engine, and eventually you have to get you have to clean. You know, you get new spark plugs, you get new filters, you get new injectors, whatever the case is. If you have an engine that you've been burning dirty gasoline in, and you then start to put ethanol in it, ethanol is solvent, so ethanol cleans it really much quicker. And you know, gasolines have detergents in it, right? And
sure.
We used to hear this a lot more when we were younger. It was a big deal about, you'd hear this in all the commercials for gasoline about how it has these detergents. And the reason you have a detergent is to clean the debris. So, but if you have ethanol, you don't really need the detergent, because ethanol is a much better cleaner solvent. Anyway, so what will happen is that you can get a clogged filter, you can get clogged plugs, you get clogged injectors and so on, valves, because of the ethanol. But it's not damaging it, it's just that it's cleaning it. And so some people, including Mercury Marine, has said that E10, for example, is actually a better fuel than a non-ethanol gasoline, because if you clean your engine and then you use E10, it'll keep your engine cleaner and it'll be better than ever before. So things mm-hmm. like that. And then on their statement about subsidies, there was a subsidy that actually has now been retired for about 5 years, 6 years. It was about a 55 cent per gallon subsidy. But, you know, they still keep talking about it as if the subsidy is there. But it's not. It's been away for a number of years. And so it's always peculiar that somebody will say, oh, and it's subsidized. And if it was such a good fuel, why would it need a subsidy? Well, it doesn't have a subsidy. And not only that, but there are subsidies on gasoline. There's huge subsidies on gasoline. So,
absolutely. We come back on the other side, more about ethanol and more with Mark Rausch, Executive Vice President, publisher of the Auto Channel. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
On the road again. I'm on the road again. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World fans around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20 for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me. We're live all across North America on great radio stations as well as around the world at GCNLive.com. Mark Roush is with us. He's the Executive Vice President and publisher of theautochannel.com, and we're talking about a recent story that seems to find its way into the Detroit news at least once a year, kind of hashing the same thing over and over again, being very negative about ethanol as a fuel. And Mark, as well as myself, are both ethanol proponents, and Mark, as you pointed out, these government subsidies that people yell about have not been around for 5 years, so that's really a non-issue. And the one thing that we have in abundance here in America is the ability to grow ethanol, and I think that that's something that should not be overlooked.
Right, and people, of course, there's that old food versus fuel argument, and so one of the other silly things that's constantly brought up is, why are we wasting good food for fuel? But we're not. That's not the case. We grow as much corn today for people as we ever have, as the farmers ever have. A large part of the corn crop is used for ethanol, but that's because there's a demand for it. The farmers have a good, profitable market for the corn to be used that way. But it doesn't affect the corn that's available for human food or for animal food. And I always say, you know, when was the last time you went to the store and you couldn't get corn? You know, it's mm-hmm. always there. It's always available. And a large part of, you know, most of the corn actually that's grown for ethanol is not corn grown for human consumption anyway. It's different, and it wouldn't be good tasting corn. The other thing is that, so somebody will say, well, but it's not just human food, because the corn would get used to feed livestock, and humans definitely eat, for example, chickens and cows and things like that. Sheep or whatever else they feed corn to. But what's used for that, which is actually a lot better than just the kernels, is something called distiller's grains. And distiller's grains is made from, after distilling, after taking the corn and mashing it and using it, and the leftovers are called distiller's grains. And all that is done to the corn is that the starch is taken out. Starch is what becomes starch with the water, becomes the ethanol. But the leftover, which is the protein, that actually still gets fed to animals. And so it's a better food than as if you were giving them cracked corn or corn on the cob, because, it has the starch taken out and it's the protein. So it has double duty, right? It not only makes fuel, but then you still have it for the mm-hmm. animal feed. So the arguments are just, they're oil industry arguments that were created to denigrate competition to gasoline and to petroleum diesel. And they've been around, and there are people like me, like you, like, you know, a bunch of very good people. Jamie Kittman, who I know you know, has mm-hmm. over the years written a lot about support of ethanol. He doesn't do it so much anymore, but he did. And, of course, a lot of other very, very good people. Guys like Bill Kavarik, a professor who's an unbelievable historical guy on the subject, another fellow by the name of Bob Falco. I mean, so many others. You know, sometimes people will say to me, I know a lot about it, right? So they'll say, well, it's, you know, just you or something. And I say, no, it's not just me. There are so many people who are really, really good on this stuff and frankly, better than me. And so, which is actually a comforting thought, because that means that there are people out there that I can turn to when I get stuck on a point. But it's a good fuel, and the food versus fuel argument got its head of steam, so to speak, about 10 years ago when the World Bank issued a report that said that the rise in food prices was due to the use of producing of ethanol and the cost of corn. But they retracted that statement 2 years later when they did more studies, and what they found was that the increase in price of food was actually because of gasoline and diesel and petroleum oil going up, which it did, And that affected the shipping, the transportation, the packaging, because packaging to a large degree is made from from oil, the printing products, printing oils and so on. And so it wasn't ethanol at all. And then, of course, the other reason for it to go up was that there was a lot of investor speculation in the commodities market that never helps. But that had really nothing to do with corn. And corn prices today are at historical lows by comparison. They're not at the lowest. They were even lower a couple of years ago. But they're very low. And ethanol is cheaper than gasoline. It burns cleaner than gasoline. Has more power than gasoline. It's healthier. Not just from a standpoint of pollution, obviously, but for respiratory illnesses, far, far cleaner. And some people, and the story in the Detroit News made it sound like ethanol is more environmentally dangerous. It's not at all. It's much more environmentally friendly than gasoline. So it's all the way across the board. It's the better thing to use. And of course, ethanol doesn't have to be made from corn anyway. And if we got more serious, and if there was a bigger market, and if we started using not E10, not E15, but E30, E40, E50 in cars. And by the way, E30, E40, E50 can all be used in any regular car, not a flex fuel car, a regular car. And tests
that is fantastic.
And tests have consistently shown that somewhere between E30 and E50, you get the best mileage that a non-flex fuel car engine will get. Better than E85, better than, and I say that even with if you have a flex fuel car and you burn not E85, but you're burning somewhere around E40, you're going to get better mileage than you do at E85. And theoretically, a flex fuel vehicle is meant for E85, right? But, and the reason for that is that the engines are not optimized. A flex fuel car, the typical flex fuel car, is not optimized to run on ethanol. It merely is more ethanol friendly than a non-flex fuel car. But somewhere in
very good point.
In that mix, Anyway.
Hold that thought, Mark, because we're going to put it in neutral, take a quick pit stop. When we come back on the other side, we'll wrap up with Mark Roush from the Auto Channel and lots more straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Drive your water, won't be on that highway, man.
Is with us the executive vice president of the Auto Channel, publisher of the Auto Channel, and we're talking about the controversy around ethanol, which really should not be a controversy at all. And Mark, all you have to do is look at the world of motorsports and drag racing, and ethanol has been used in those types of vehicles for many, many years.
Yes, and, you know, there are people, really good spokespeople, like Andy Randolph, who's an engine designer who works at NASCAR. And he didn't start off in ethanol, so to speak. You know, he started off in Detroit working for car companies designing engines. And he'll talk about it, and he'll talk about how great and much more powerful ethanol is. And people realize that. And people like Andy Wick, who runs a big auto repair facility and performance shop in the Midwest. There are, you know, really good guys like that who know that information. Joe Boras, who you probably know, and a few others.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think back to a story that Joe had told me some years ago where they were supercharged. You know, they were building up the performance on some cars. Like somebody brought in a car, a very expensive sports car. And they did everything they could do, and they couldn't get it to be more than 800 horsepower, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's the old story of, you know, you want to turn your amplifier up to 11 instead of 10, right?
<'Cause>,
you know, it's not enough, so you need 11. So they went to 800, but it wasn't enough. So what did they do to increase it? Well, they changed some parts, and they made it optimized to run high-blended ethanol fuels. And they then developed over 900 horsepower in a streetcar. And so that's what ethanol will do. So, and it does it automatically. It's a great fuel. And what I was starting to say earlier, that it doesn't have to be just from corn. Of course, you can make it from all kinds of things, including sorghum and soy and, of course, sugar beets, obviously, and sugar and all these other things. And ultimately, probably what will be the two biggest ways to make ethanol will be cellulosic, where it's just residue from whether it's wood chips or corns or stalks from plants, you know, from crops. But also it'll be algae and seaweed from the ocean. And if you can make about, let's say, 300 gallons of ethanol per acre per year, well, you could get 30,000 gallons of ethanol per acre of seaweed and algae per year. So just think of that, the difference between 300 gallons and 30,000, mm-hmm. right? That's outrageous. It's so much.
It is.
And it's said that the people, that because of the sheep runoff in New Zealand and how much algae and seaweed there is around New Zealand, that they could actually supply all engine fuels for the world for, you know, like every year. And the same thing is really
amazing.
Yeah, in the Gulf of Mexico, where there's what's called the dead zone, and there's too much time for us. We don't have enough time today to go over it, but there's an area in the Gulf where there is runoff that comes down the Mississippi River, and because of the fertilizer, it creates a situation in which a fish can't live, sea life can't live, but it has a lot of algae. Well, because that's so packed with algae and seaweed and all that, that could be used, and again, at that kind of rates of, you know, upwards of 30,000 gallons per acre per year, that amount of seaweed and stuff could supply engine fuel for the United States without needing any petroleum oil products. And so you can't beat that. And sometimes people, if they want to argue about the environmental differences between ethanol and petroleum oil, I'll show them a photograph of what a tar sands field looks like and what a cornfield looks like. And it's like heaven. It's like pictures of heaven versus hell, you know. And I think you could say hell on the radio today, right? But I mean, that's the difference, right? You know, that it's that kind of a difference. And you don't need more. You don't need anything more than to see that, or to see the animals and the sea life that have been killed by ethanol accidents. And then what I always say, you know, today, I don't have the exact number because I didn't run the number, but today it's something like 16,000, it's the 16,000th consecutive day since the oil crisis in the early 70s, in which not one American serviceman or woman has been killed defending oil. Defending ethanol, excuse me, right? 16,000.
Sure.
There has never been a history of a war started over ethanol, because of ethanol, or defense of ethanol. And when you think that all the wars, and this is a fact, all wars in the last 103 years have been caused, the major wars have been, one of the causes is petroleum oil. So we're talking about millions and millions of people who have been killed and injured just to defend or to conquer oil fields. And that is not the case with ethanol. So it's an unbelievable fuel.
It certainly is. And Mark, where would you suggest folks go and check out some more of your own thoughts on ethanol? I'm sure you've probably got some good stuff up at the Yodel channel. Where's the best place?
I do. I have a lot of stories. Go to theautochannel.com, and in a search bar up top, you could put in the word ethanol, and you will get retrieved all kinds of stories that go back 20 years about ethanol. And I have some very long pieces. I have one report that's about 65 pages long that's a counter to a book that was written some years ago by a fellow by the name of Robert Bryce. And I take his points point by point. And so it's that's 65 pages long. I have other stories that are not quite that long. And then I have a lot of stories that are specific to things like small engines, or specific to marine, or specific to some of the individual myths. Like there's the individual myth that ethanol, alcohol, sucks water right out of the air. That's completely false. There's no truth to that whatsoever. So I have a lot of stories that deal with those things. And so autochannel.com, put in the word ethanol, and you'll be up all night reading.
Well, we love getting you on the show and love spreading the truth about ethanol, as unfortunately too many people are always misinformed and are writing inflammatory things and saying inflammatory things. But between you and I and all the other great supporters, I think in the long run, people are going to see the truth behind ethanol.
Hopefully. And the good thing is, ethanol could be used today, right? You know, where all these other things, including electric, may not kick in for decades, maybe not 100 years.
Exactly.
But ethanol now, today, could have an impact. Anyway.
Thank you so much, my friend. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Great.
He's Mark Rausch, Executive Vice President, co-publisher of theautochannel.com. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquor Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here on Auto World. We went a little long with Mark Roach from theautochannel.com talking about ethanol, so we got to make it up to our next guest. We'll have him back with us for a full half hour very soon, but he joins us live now from the great state of Indiana. Here he is, Mr. Ken Zwolkel, CEO of WheeledPlanet.com. How you doing there?
I'm doing real good, Bob. How's it going?
Not too bad. Hanging in there, trying to get over my open-heart surgery stuff, but thank God at least I'm still around to give it a shot.
There you go.
That's right. As usual, you've got all kinds of cool stuff up at Auto Planet. Tell our listeners about some of the things that they can find.
Yeah, WheelPlanet.com is a great online community, and we cater to cars, trucks, motorcycles, basically anything that has an engine and has wheels. We're interested in posting it on our website and kind of get people to come in here, give us your events that you've got going on, photos. Once you have your events, we can post them online. Just kind of a way to meet and greet with people from all around the world and share your love for cars, trucks, motorcycles, whatever you have that has wheels, we've got it on our site.
That's great. And, of course, I made the mistake of saying Auto Planet. Of course, it's Wheeled Planet, because I know when you were setting up this new site, this new venture for yourself, you wanted to bring in more of the global automotive community, which you had at your previous site. And how's the reaction been? Are you getting more people from different parts of the world chiming in?
Yeah, we've got some events from all around the world in there. And then we do a lot of stuff on social media with Twitter and Facebook. So that's another way that we get people interested and share information out there through those venues as well. So it's a global community, to be sure.
One of the things we love to do when we get you here on the broadcast is talk about the product spotlight section of WheeledPlanet.com. And I notice you've got some real neat new ones up there, including something called Car Lock, and this looks quite impressive. It integrates with your smart device, but tell us a whole lot more.
Yeah, this is a real cool device that does basically four different things for your vehicle. It fits in your OBD connector on your vehicle, and it works as a security device, so if someone takes your car, you can help track it. Or if you just want to receive alert if someone's brushed up against your car when you have it in the lot or whatever, you're able to monitor people that are driving your vehicle. So if you have teen drivers and you want to keep track if they're driving too fast or braking too hard or any of those type things, it can do that and feed that information back to your cell phone. It also, since it's monitoring your OBD port, it can give you information about the car, and it can give you alerts of when things like your battery's running low or the temperature of your vehicle's getting hot. Can keep track of stuff like that. And then the last thing, which is really cool, is it's a GPS system on steroids, so you can actually track routes that you've taken on a regular basis if you want to go back historically and look at, you know, how did I get to work, how did I do this, or again, if your teen's got the vehicle and he's out driving around, did he actually just go to the football game, or did he stop at 20 places, and you pull that information up. So it's kind of like a 4-in-1 device for your vehicle, so real cool new product on the site.
Absolutely. Hop over to Wheeled Planet and just click on Product Spotlight, and you'll see that item along with many other new ones, including the Car Top Cargo Holder, which just became available this past August.
Yeah, this is a new model, Car Top Cargo. This is a little bit smaller model. They have a bigger one, too, but this is for your smaller SUV and crossover vehicles. Fits on the roof rack of your vehicle. And the thing that's really cool about this is you don't need any tools at all to install it. As long as you've got the roof rack, it comes with the clamps and the clips and everything to get it on your vehicle. You can load it up. It's like an extra trunk, so that, you know, if you're going to be doing holiday travels with the holidays coming up, perfect time to get that and have it on your vehicle when you take those family trips.
It certainly would be. Another very interesting item in the product spotlight section of WheeledPlanet.com is this head-up display that will work with any car. There are a number of premium vehicles that you can get that as an option, but this allows you to put it in your older car, which it sounds great. Tell me all about it.
Right, yeah, this is a Bluetooth device that, like you said, it sits up on the dashboard of your vehicle, so if you're doing navigation or any other information that you need to have from your phone, you're not going to take your eyes off the phone. It's going to be right up there in the window in front of you, and through the Bluetooth display, it'll display that information up in front of you, but it's not going to interfere with your vision down the road. And it works with any Bluetooth-enabled smartphone, and there's a bunch of apps that it works with to put that view right up in front of you.
That's terrific. Another safety item we should never overlook. Of course, we're getting into the fall months here, but in all of our hot weather states, Florida and Texas and Arizona, New Mexico, California, this device, which will alert you about leaving your baby in the car, is so, so important. I can't believe this actually happens, but it does. That's the sad part, but here's a great solution.
Yeah, the Baby Alert product is a real cool product. And like you said, it's, you know, for the price of the product, just to have that peace of mind that you're not going to get distracted. You know, you go to carry something in the house, phone rings, and all of a sudden you're on the phone, and you forget that you have the baby in the car. So the Baby Alert, when you walk away from the car for a length of time, it's going to alert you immediately through your cell phone and let you know, hey, you got to go back to the car and take care of business there. So it's a really nice device to have.
Yeah, it certainly is, and not something that I had seen before, just like that first device, which sounds really cute and really amazing. Another really amazing cool item, if you like electronics, is something called the tail light. And you can do lots of things with this, Ken. Tell us more.
Yeah, this is a real cool device, and like you said, it's called the tail light, and it's basically an electronic bumper sticker. It sticks to the back of your car, and you can load what you want to appear in the display. And so you can buy preset graphics to put in there, or you can create your own. It's really easy to create your own things. So, you know, if you're going to your kid's soccer game, you can put a bumper sticker on there that says go, whatever the name of your team is. Going to the college football game, you can swap that out. Whatever your mood is for the day, you can swap what is your bumper sticker on the back of your car. If you're going to be parked long-term someplace, it's easy to remove, put it in the trunk, put it back on there, and it's got special harnesses and stuff that it sticks to your vehicle, and it's certified up to real high speed, so you don't have to worry about it falling off as you're driving down the road.
can get very creative with your bumper stickers on the go, and this is a really neat item you should check out at wheeledplanet.com. Brush Hero is called the Ultimate Detail Brush. Tell us what makes this brush so unique from all the others out there.
Yeah, the thing that's really cool about this one is you put it on your hose. You know, if you're going to be detailing your vehicle, you're going to have your hose there. So it fits on the end of your hose, and it's the water that actually makes the brush spin around. So you can have it dispense soap or just water, and you can take it in the small spots on rims and on your vehicle to help clean it up. It's great for motorcycles as well and other things around the house, but it's great for detailing rims.
That's cool. And this is interesting when it comes to radar. You've got something on the site called Pocket Radar Traffic Advisor. This is a K-band Doppler radar, the world's smallest certified accurate speed radar. That sounds very sophisticated.
Yeah, it's like it says, pocket radar, so it's a real small device. You can carry it with you, so if you want to check the speed of your vehicle, make sure your speedometer's working correctly, or even if you want to do neighborhood watch and see if people are driving the right speed limit down there, you could just sit there and point it, and it's going to give you an accurate feedback. Also works real good for doing sports. If your kids play baseball, softball, that type of thing, you want to check it. It can be adapted and used for that as well.
That's fantastic. And living as I am presently in Florida, there are certain times of the year that there are certain bugs, they call them love bugs, that get all over your vehicle. You've got a solution to that called Bug Away. Check it out at the product spotlight at wheeledplanet.com. Ken, sorry for the short visit today. We're going to make a date with you to come back for a full half hour, hopefully next weekend.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.